This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back, folks. Big game this Sunday. The Saints travel to Carolina to take on the Panthers. Joining us is Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Noel, you're right. Big. We've been saying that for several weeks. But you gotta figure out a way to get this thing stopped.
The Saints at the 32nd worst defense, and the Panthers the 31st worst defense. Panthers are starting, is Bryce Young going to start Sunday? Is that what I heard?
Dave Canales yesterday said that Bryce would start. Andy Dalton, who had the injured thumb last week, has been practicing, and I think he could clearly play, but I think Canales was kind of using his thumb as a kind of a way to get Bryce Young back into the starting lineup, and so he is going to start on Sunday. That'll be his fourth start. He started the first two, then Andy Dalton came in for four games, and then Bryce started at Denver week 8, and he showed some definite signs of improvement. They scored on their very first drive after a turnover to lead 7-0. And then they scored on the very last drive of the game, a touchdown. So right. In between was their problems. And on the defensive numbers, that's the surprising thing, right? When you look at 32nd and 31st, if you'd have said that going into the season, that 8 games in, you'd have the, statistically, one of the worst defenses in the NFL. We would have not believed that, because that the questions really – in camp and offseason and preseason were really offensive line, running game, that kind of thing. Defense was rare. We felt like this defense was going to have to carry the offense for a while. In the first two games, it was just, like a pinball. So that's the surprising part. And we've talked about injuries before, and you can handle injuries as long as they don't come in positions, and we saw what the offensive line went through when they come in bunches, and it was backups to backups to backups. So now you have a similar situation with the defensive secondary. 3 of your 4 right now have not practiced this week: Marshawn Lattimore, wow, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Rico Payton, who's a backup DB, already lost Paulson Adebo. So 3 of your 4 cornerbacks have not practiced. And so I don't think Lattimore is a hamstring there. That's tough. And on the practice squad, they have Shamar Jean-Charles and Roderick Teamer, who's a safety. You still have JT Gray, who's a safety. They signed Trey Herndon, a cornerback, but he just started with the team this week. So, it's not that you can't handle injuries. It's when they come in bunches to a particular position, and that is exactly what's happened to the Saints.
And we've had it on both sides of the ball, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we had it, kind of in the receiver position, right? And in the offensive line. It feels like to the Carolina game, week 1, might as well have been 2021. That's how long ago it feels. And because they're a different team, and the Saints are a different team. So on the very first drive of that game in week one in September, Derek Carr, who has not played because of the injury in Kansas City, expect him to, but he threw a touchdown pass to Rashid Shaheed. Shaheed, gone for the year. Carr hasn't played in 2 weeks. On Bryce Young's very first pass of the game, he was throwing to Deontay Johnson. It was intercepted by Will Harris. Deontay Johnson was traded this week. Will Harris is on injured reserve. So it's just like everything, you could look, it's hard to look back and go, well, we really can't look at week one, but you really can't look at week one. I'm not going to say Carolina is better than 1-7. They are what they are, but they have a really, really, where they're good, where they can be good, has been a trouble spot for the Saints. That's stopping the run. They have Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders, and they can run the ball well. Their problem is they fall behind. They were behind 28-7 in Denver, 21-7. They were up 7-0 and then gave up 28 unanswered. So you have to abandon the running game. But they have the ability to run the football, and that's been the problem for the Saints' defense. Stopping the run, especially on first and second down, and then the explosive plays. You give up 5 or 6 plus 20s, plus 30, plus 40, plus 50, plus 60, and you know some of them are touchdowns. It doesn't matter what you do on the other 56 plays. It's those 5 that have killed you, and they've got to figure out a way to limit the explosives. It's hard to shut teams down from explosive plays, but you got to have to find a way to limit the explosives.
Mike, if you would, this game kind of presents itself in a little bit of a different context, right? Because a lot of the pundits believe that the Panthers are the worst team in the NFL. And if you don't come out of Carolina with a win, concerns, you know, obviously, yeah. other than the obvious, right? I mean,
right.
You know, it feels like we're in a spinning cycle right now, and right. And we may not be. I mean, in all fairness to everybody, you know, at the training camp, we may not be, but sometimes perception is reality, and the perception is, as I talk to folks, and you know, in my coffee club and stuff, who are all huge Saints fans. They just feel like we're spinning.
Right. It feels like a different team that started the season. And I really can't say that weeks 3 and 4 to me are going to be the ones that are going to come back to haunt this team, because you should have beaten Philly and you should have beaten Atlanta and you'd be 4-0 and then you could have afforded where you are. You'd be 4-4. And so those two games, I think they also kind of opened you up to where your problems really started with the explosive plays and the inability to stop the run. So I asked Mickey during the show this week, I was like, are you seeing enough change, right? Enough change, because if you do the same thing every week and expect change, you know, that's the definition, right? And he feels like, yes, they're seeing enough change. You have to take the injuries into account. But every team has injuries. It's how you really kind of adjust and how you execute beyond that. So he is seeing enough change, because there's been no, like, you know, change play calling or to move this person from booth down to the field, into anything that's almost, you know, just kind of significant of that kind of change. I think they feel like they're getting some people back, and they got a bunch back last week. And getting Carr back this week, but then you have the possibility of losing your entire secondary almost, except for Alante Taylor. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I watched the Jets last night. You know, they were 2-6. You know, they're a loss away from being 2-7 with high expectations, and you know, they won the game to get to 3-6. 3-6, gosh, is where you need to be, because if you can come out of this 3-6. This does not solve your problems whatsoever. That means 2 of your 3 wins will have been against Carolina. But now you are home for a month. 3 home games and an open week. You do not have to leave your house for more than a month. I don't know that I've ever had that in an NFL season, irrespective of, you know, calling the games or not. But to be home in New Orleans for a month because of the 3 home games and a bye week, that's pretty, you know, so that is where you kind of look down the road a little bit and say, gosh, this is, huge to get this win. It's a division game. So, I mean, it's a must.
When you talk to Mickey, I mean, I hear this sense folks are saying that our seasoned players who have kind of been, you know, the cornerstone and the rock of a lot of the successes that we've had over the past decade, there seems to be a feeling that we're holding on too long. And, you know, and I guess the question always is there someone out there that can do more that's younger or not? And, you know, when do you say enough is enough? Your thoughts?
Yeah, those questions came up clearly. Bobby asked Coach Allen, that's where it kind of originated, about DeMario and Cam getting long in the tooth. And Mickey, you know, talked about that, at least those two players, on Tuesday night, and more about that it takes, you know, if you look at those two players in their first 4 or 5 years, not, you know, the most outstanding statistics in the history. So it takes time. They believe that they do have the Anthony orgies, and, you know, their draft class this year, Jalen Ford hasn't played a lot at linebacker, but I think there is going to have to be more of a transition to some of these younger players because, you know, I mean, I don't know. We went through last year. Cam had a down year, but DeMario Davis led the team with 100-plus tackles.
Yeah.
It does. You know, he's been hampered by a hamstring most of the season, even though he's been playing. So, I don't, you know, it is going to be time, I think, to start seeing what you have. What is the back half of this roster? Unfortunately, they're seeing the back half of the roster because we've seen it on the offensive line. We've seen it at wide receiver. And we're about to see it in the secondary. So you've kind of seen it already. I think the defensive tackle position, Colin Saunders and Nathan Shepard, who they brought in as free agents, you know, Brian Brzee, that area, while they've all had their strengths, that area is probably an area they're going to have to look at to be able to stop the run without having to pull up a linebacker or safety.
Yeah, I mean, when you start getting into having to play that numbers game and all of these uncertainties, you just kind of never really know. I mean, you know, I have a lot of people, because I talk to you and I talk to Jeff Nowak, and they're like, well, you know, Newell, what do you think? I said, the only thing I know for certain is that everybody over there at the training camp on Airline Drive, they know more than I know. You know, so and I know they're trying to succeed. I'm confident in that. You know?
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, and I said, so how all these pieces and parts fit together, we probably don't have 1/10 of the information, you know, that's out there for public purview.
No, I agree. You know, and it's a 9-game season, right? Everybody's playing. Yeah. Everybody's playing for their future. Every person in that building, I believe, if you ask them off camera, having a drink somewhere, are you, you know, is this team playing for its future in these final 9 games? I would say yes. I think that's I think that's a fair assessment, and I think they would agree. And so these final 9 games, what happens in these final 9 is going to dictate people's lives and people's futures.
What is your lot of controversy over whether there should be a player meeting? I'm not quite understanding what all of this is about. I mean,
it was my impression that they had one, you know, that Alvin had called a player meeting, and, you know, Coach Allen referenced it on Wednesday, I believe.
Wednesday.
You know, I think that it's sometimes it's for show, right? To say, hey, we're in this together. But when Alvin talks, right, man, he didn't talk often. And what he does, he's E.F. Hutton. And that's an old reference. People listen.
Right.
Right. I mean, when he steps up, you know, he's not chirpy during practice. But when he says something, it was Alvin a couple of years ago. He's like, man, we've lost our swagger. We don't have our swagger back. And he talked to the team about it. And it made a difference. It made a change. And so when he does that, it's not, I don't think it's necessarily a sign of desperation or, hey, we don't believe in the coach.
No, not at all.
I think it's BS, right. I just feel like, hey, man, this just what we just talked about. We got 9 games. And we know who we are. We were at Irvine together. We spent a month together. We know what we can be because we saw what we could be in games 1 and 2. And quite frankly, didn't. Well, they played terrible in weeks 3 and 4. but wasn't as strong as 1 and 2. So they've seen it. It'd be one thing if you're like Carolina, right? You're 1 and 7, and you haven't, you know, you haven't really shown it. But the Saints have, we've gotten a taste of it. Now you've got to get back to, if you get back to that, but you've got to get back to some semblance of what that looks like. And that means running the football, having the ability to use play action. Right now, you have no ability to play action because you're not running the football. And getting Taysom back is huge. And so they're going to have to, you know, really do some things offensively. Now I feel like, as opposed to the defense carrying the offense, especially I feel like the offense has to carry the defense. They have to score 28 points on Sunday and come out with a victory.
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting for sure, and we certainly wish all of them the best. And we will be listening to you on Sunday. I got my fingers crossed already.
Me too.
You know, the sense is if they don't win Sunday, it gets ugly, you know, and it's just not a good place to be in, right?
And well, let's hope we don't get there. That's all we can say. All right, it's Friday. Let's hope we don't get there.
For sure. Mike, as always, truly enjoy visiting with you. Wanted to say something to you to carry back to all of the folks working at the Dome. Great job with the Taylor Swift concert, the Eras Tour. I mean, it was a massive event, and it looks like the execution was awesome.
I will definitely do so. It was a huge win for the city, the state, the Superdome, the LSED, ASM. Everybody that had a hand in this, and because it took many, many hands to pull it all together. But you're right. It was just, I mean, from a New Orleans global standpoint, it was about the most positive coverage you could get globally. And then we'll see what happens with the Super Bowl. Let's just keep stacking them up.
Absolutely. We need them for sure. Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, have a safe trip out there and look forward to hearing you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Noel.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. Tulane University Center for Brain Health will host the inaugural Brain Fest on Saturday, November 2nd from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Tulane Center for Brain Health at 3800 Homer Boulevard in Metairie. This event is free of charge and all ages are welcome. And Dr. Gregory Stewart, the medical director of the Tulane University Center for Brain Health, is here to talk to us about it. Doc, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So, Doc, you guys are coming out to Metairie. I think this is the first time y'all have a new location out here. Tell us about the importance of tomorrow's event.
Well, it's appreciate you having us on. We've been out here on the East Jefferson General Hospital campus right across from the Wellness Center since April. This program that we have is for military veterans, first responders, and their families. And really kind of about wellness and recovery after mild, moderate traumatic brain injury and kind of, you know, those invisible wounds, kind of that signature injury from the war on terror. So we've got those individuals who come through the program to get better.
You and I have talked before. It's a special care that needs to be in place for these type of injuries, right?
Yes, sir. It is, you know, it's really kind of an interdisciplinary, multi-specialty treatment. Two individuals, you know, with the same injury at two different times have two different brain injuries. So it's really labor intensive. You know, we've got a lot of different physicians, neurology, psychiatry, physical medicine. Therapists from, you know, behavioral health, social workers, case management, physical therapy, speech pathology, occupational therapy, hearing, balance testing, in order to really kind of dive deep into this so that we can understand what's going on. And the interesting thing with this is that, you know, so many of these things that we see with mild brain injury are treatable. A lot of people come back and, you know, they haven't been to the right place. They haven't had the right treatment. They haven't had the right people looking at them. And you really can make a big difference in these individuals' lives.
Doc, I think the last time that we talked about this, we spent a little time talking about how much we know. But in the end, we've really kind of almost just scratched the surface, right?
No question. We used to kind of talk about this when I'd go out and, you know, talk about being in the infancy stage of understanding brain injury. You know, we're past that. We're at the toddler stage now. So there's still, you know, we've got a better idea of what's going on. You know, people are beginning to recognize that this is real. You know, there's a tie-in with brain injury and post-traumatic stress and depression, anxiety, that all of this can be tied together, and there's actually an injury that is causing some of these things, and that they're all really tied together. But we're just beginning to understand the how and the why that happens. The good thing is that in spite of not fully understanding, kind of the how and why, we do know that these interdisciplinary treatments make a big difference. And, you know, a lot of what we see with this is not only are the traditional therapies, but things like the integrative therapy, music and yoga and art therapy really make a big difference in these people's recovery.
If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, because I want to follow this up with another question, what is a differentiator of a non-traumatic brain injury and a traumatic brain injury?
It's a good question. We really, on a lot of this, we use that traumatic brain injury title for not just, as we're talking about, you know, military veterans and first responders. I mean, it's not just hitting your head. So it's not just the playground kid who falls off the jungle gym and hits their head, or the high school football player that, you know, maybe gets hit and a concussion. There is that, with the, you know, car crashes or, you know, explosions that kind of throw you into a wall or something like that. But the thing that we're, you know, just beginning to really understand is that blast injury is a significant cause of this traumatic brain injury, and it is not, you know, necessarily hitting your head. So this is the SWAT breachers, you know, that are kind of blowing the door open, or people who are firing guns in the military, you know, artillery or mortar, or you know, some of the shoulder rockets and things like that. So there, so that also that pressure wave that that comes from that blast injury causes brain injury as well. So is it, there are a lot of different things that are going on. And the other interesting thing is that if you look at the symptoms, you know, some of it is headache or fatigue or light sensitivity or noise sensitivity or sometimes just irritability. You know, these things don't just happen as a result of a brain injury. You know, there are life situations that cause this. You can get sick, you know, have a sinus infection and cause some of these things. So it really takes someone who understands to be able to kind of sort through all of this to make sure that it really is a brain injury. And so many people don't get treatment because they don't think about brain injury as a cause of some of these symptoms.
So one of the reasons I asked that question, and you addressed it briefly in your response, was this notion about these football injuries and these, you know, head-to-head contact, targeting, and, you know, the injury that flows from that, whether it be a concussion or otherwise. Are there a lot of similarities?
There are. And not just in the concussion, you know, like playing football, where you get hit, or, you know, a car wreck, or those kinds of things. So, you know, kind of the what happens to the brain and the type of injury is very similar with those individuals. And again, you know, a lot of times the symptoms are non-specific and can be vague with it. So you don't always realize, but that those are very much tied together, and some of what you see both in the short term and long term are very similar.
You know, it's interesting, and I don't know if you follow sports, but it seems as though the protocol that's in place right now for both college and professional football, I don't know if it's just me, but it seems as though we have more people that are having concussions and because of the protocol. I know there's been a lot of advances in the development and production of the helmet, but it seems they're more. I don't know, maybe just because they call more attention to it. I'm not sure what that is. It's just kind of interesting, you know, when you think about it. I don't know if you see that or not.
No, it is. And I think that some of what's happened over the last 5 to 10 years is just a recognition. You know, people see it more. You know, we go out and do a lot of education at, you know, both the playground and high school level, and even at Tulane College level, on signs and symptoms of a concussion. What does it mean? You need to, you know, report it and kind of keeping an eye out on your teammate as well. And I think we've kind of gotten past some of the macho aspect of, ooh, I got hit in the head and I'm still going to keep playing, or I'm not going to say anything. I think people now realize that that it can cause problems. I see that both in the high school and the college level, where they're a little more apt to come to me on the sideline and be like, I'm not right. And I got hit hard. So I think there's some of that that goes on. And now that we know how important rest and sleep and, you know, kind of decreasing that thinking, that cognitive load, that thinking component is to the healing process, I think not only are people a little more aware and a little more willing to come forward with it. But the treatment side of it, especially during those first, you know, days and during that first week or so, it really kind of pulls people out of some of their activities to let the brain heal. And so I think it becomes a little more obvious when we do that. You know, I tell my athletes, if this were your ankle, I'd tell you to suck it up and get back in the game. But it's your brain, so you give in to it. And let your brain heal, because the brain doesn't take a joke very well. If you just kind of keep pushing through all this, then the headaches and symptoms just get worse.
And we have a number of examples of individuals out there that are emblematic of that avoidance, right? Not recognizing the importance of taking care of oneself, because they look back upon their career and they said, oh, I probably had 30 or 40 of those incidents, and I played the macho man, and now I can't walk or I can't function.
No, I think you're exactly right. And we see that in athletes. We see that in our military veterans. We see that in the first
military
responders.
Veterans, yeah.
Yeah, they're all, you know, they all want to be in what they're doing. You know, the first responders, the military, you know, at this point you volunteer for that stuff. Same with football and the other athletics now. I mean, you're doing it because you want to be there. And if you want to be there, you want to be in the game. You want to be in the action. And so, you know, you worry that, you know, that you see it so much at the NFL level, it's next man up. And if what you're doing is what you want to be doing, then a lot of times it, you do hide it because you don't want to get pulled from your activities. But you actually do better in both the short and long term by acknowledging it, resting, and getting over than trying to push through.
Absolutely. The inaugural Brain Fest tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 3800 Homa Boulevard. The event's free of charge. All ages are welcome. And this is about providing information, folks, on brain fitness and promoting care for traumatic brain injuries within our community, specifically military vets, first responders, and their families. The event will have live music, fresh seafood, food trucks, community yoga, activities for kids such as face painting, fishing games with the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries, and displays of first responder vehicles. Doc, you've left nothing to chance. You got it all. Sounds like a great event.
I think it is going to be a great event. Our people have done a great job of organizing this and putting it on. And right now it looks like the weather's going to cooperate. It looks like the rain will be gone. So we're looking forward to having a great day and a great time tomorrow.
Well, Doc, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time, your insight, and the work that you're doing in this. I know it is a mission for you, and we are a better community for it. Dr. Gregory Stewart, Medical Director, Tulane University Center for Brain Health. Get out there tomorrow, folks, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 3800 Homa Boulevard. Thank you so much, Doc.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
That's Dr. Gregory Stewart. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Let's go to the talk lines. We'll go to James. James, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon. Whatever it is. Happy whatever, Lou. let me ask you a BS question. You ever saw this commercial on cable about Mrs. Mabel or whatever, where the guy responds with a knee-jerk reaction?
I don't recall seeing that, no, sir.
The commercial is, the lady says, I don't want you to respond with one of your knee-jerk reactions. And his response was, I heard your stupid answer, and I immediately knew it was stupid. Well, that's kind of where I'm coming from. I think we've mislabeled undecided voters. I don't think these people are undecided. I don't know. I don't care. I think they're probably more undeclared or just plain private, which is their right. Even though some of us don't think we have a right to privacy from the Constitution, but that's another long story. They have a right to be anonymous. They have a right to wait until the bill is due. And the bill's not due until Tuesday. And we also seem to think that these people How can they not be intelligent enough to make a decision? Well, they might be more intelligent to wait till all of the evidence is in and then go in and make their vote. So today I'm going to ask those people, whether you're undecided, unmotivated, or just plain private, and you don't want anybody to know what your decision is. I don't care what the decision is. I really do, but it's not my business. So I'm going to ask you to just please, 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 even if you have to flip a coin, if you have gone down to register and you are a citizen and a bona fide citizen, go out and participate. That's all I'm asking. Thanks for the opportunity to let me whine again this week.
Not a problem, Jay. Actually, you made some good points, James. I think you're right. I think a lot of people are private. They don't want to let anybody know. There was a couple of stories that came out the other day of younger kids feeling almost violated by this onslaught of questionings where they say, we just lie. You know,
good.
We tell them whatever they think they want to, you know, that person has called and wants to hear, just to get them off the phone and we can go on with our life. And, you know, it caused a pause for a second and reflected. I said, I do that all the time, and it's the same thing. And you remember the Seinfeld skit, you know, when the solicitor's calling on the phone. He answers the phone. He goes, "Well, give me your number, and I'll call you back when it's convenient to me." And it's like, "No, I can't do that." And he goes, "Well, now you know how I feel," and he hangs up.
So that's pretty much what I want to say. I don't want to try to sway anybody. It's a little bit too late for that. No, it's not too late, but it's not my job. But I know it's not my job to ask for the vote, but I'm going to ask anyway as a concerned citizen. Whether you flip a coin or not, at least participate, because voting is a muscle. And if you don't use it, it atrophies. Please don't let that privilege go to waste.
Absolutely.
If you let me speak, I'm going to keep whining. Thanks, Noah, for letting me speak.
Well said, James. Have a great weekend, my friend. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Hey, man. Great show, as always. Long time since I called. Just wanted to give an update on the diversion project in Plaquemines Parish. Looks like they're breaking ground and moving forward with that. That's just north of the plant they built down there. Just kind of curious to get your take on that. It looks like it's going to happen. Nothing's going to stop it. The long-term effects, again, to the seafood industry, to me, are questionable at best and likely to do massive damage to the area from a seafood perspective, but supposedly it's going to build up land, so we'll see. Most of the fishermen in Lower Plaquemines Parish are saying it's like every other diversion project. It's only going to create dead zones, which, in their opinion, is just a way of getting fishermen out of the way, so that they could put more plants on the lower end coastal communities. That's basically what they think this is really about, not building land. Number two, I also want to bring up the saltwater wedge. I know it rained a little bit yesterday into today, but with the lack of rain, Newell, the last 3 weeks or so, the saltwater wedge, what's the update with that? I know it's been coming up the river. And again, Lower Plaquemines Parish has been dealing with salt in their tap water. Have you heard anything about that? I know that was an issue
It was talked about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, right? Maybe now, maybe a little longer. I'm losing time. Where they were concerned because of the river being low, and you know, not a lot of rain, somewhat drought conditions, and of course that rain's got to fall way north of us for us to be the beneficiary of this. But I hadn't heard anything since. But also I hadn't heard that they had moved forward. I thought a lot of this was at a standstill. Federal government was saber-rattling with local officials relative to the diversion project and moving forward and demanding response from the state as to what their position was going to be on that. And I hadn't seen the reporting on the follow-up of that either. Oh, okay, so we lost Jimmy. Let's go to Roy. Roy, you're up. What say you?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Excuse me. Bob, I just listening to this gentleman speak about brain injuries, and just wanted to add a comment. As the result, one result of brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries, is epilepsy, which is there's 40 types of seizures involved with epilepsy, and so that's something that people have to endure once they've had a serious brain injury. Now, not everyone gets epilepsy with seizures, but it's something that is part of, let's say, car accidents, as this gentleman was saying, and also football as an athletic sport. But as far as brain injuries, seizures can be a major part of traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, no doubt. It reveals itself in many different ways, and that's really been kind of the work of Dr. Gregory Stewart to educate the public about that, because that the sooner that you're able to get assistance and help, the better off you'll be. And a lot of people, and I think you would agree, Roy, wait too long, you know, before they try to get some assistance.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one other thing, Bob, when it comes to seizures, like you said, get assistance, and people can get assistance. But when it comes to seizures and all the types I've mentioned, there is about one third of all people that have seizures that are that there is no cure for. They can have surgery, and sometimes it'll cure for 5 years, but then 5 years later they come back again. There is medication that can keep you from having seizures, but one third of the, let's call it, seizure population, it can't be cured.
Yeah.
So getting to the doctor is most important. That's like you said, and the gentleman said, that is the most important thing. But there are things that the doctor has to do to find out whether you are in that one third of people that where the medication does not help.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Roy, for the call. Have a great weekend. We got to get back to get to a break, and we'll be right back after same 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. All right, folks, welcome back. Let's go back to the talk lines. Ron is up. Ron, what say you?
Newell, earlier this week, Tommy Tucker had someone on who is allegedly an expert on the immigration crisis. And mentioned that in December of last year, the current administration paid Mexico billions of dollars to hold immigrants coming from South America down in southern Mexico on the border and keeping them down there. And the number he talked about was pretty significant, 100,000 to 150,000. Do you know anything about that, or is there anything to that?
Yeah, that's true. I've read a number of stories about that happenstance. You know, it was another way of dealing with a workaround to the Remain in Mexico policy that was put in place. You know, a lot of the details surrounding that were not revealed. They did that by intentionally, again, because they don't want to have people feel like they're actually embracing a methodology or a policy of the previous administration, right? Because that would be taboo, you know, and that's why we're in the predicament that we find ourselves in today. It's interesting, Ron, that you bring it up, because I talked about that yesterday, about this division in this country. It seems to me on a lot of the key issues, the top issues that are polling in this country, we're closer together today on November 1st than we maybe have ever been. What's going to be interesting is where we're going to be on November 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And that's going to be telling, because what they're saying is one thing. What they'll do may be something entirely different. We don't know. We'll be right back, folks. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Jay Cicero from the host committee for the Super Bowl and the president and
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.